I'm Jeb Sharp with The World. The wars that led to the breakup of Yugoslavia in the 1990s created a huge refugee crisis. Tens of thousands of Bosnian Muslims came to the U.S., followed by a smaller number of refugees from Kosovo. Many of them were resettled in St. Louis. That was during Bill Clinton's presidency. Reporter Ryan Schisler says for years that community has been politically inactive, but that's starting to change. And he says there's talk of a Bosnian and Kosovar vote in St. Louis that might play a role in this presidential election.
I spoke to one Kosovar woman, Greta Marina. She's 22 and was resettled in St. Louis with her family in the early 2000s. But here's what she had to say about the election in the Kosovar community.
Kosovars love Hillary Clinton, all right? I mean, Bill Clinton basically welcomed us here with open arms. And she's his wife. And so I'm going to tell you, they are obsessed with her.
That's wild, obsessed with her. And I assume that's right. About the gratitude that people in Kosovo feel towards Bill Clinton and therefore the Clintons. But what about the Bosnians? Are the feelings more complicated?
From the people I've talked to, the older Bosnians, the original refugees in the mid-1990s, really share that affinity with the Clintons. One woman I talked to talked about how older Bosnian women, you know, almost cry at the sight of him.
So what about Donald Trump? Is there any particular take on him in this community?
Yeah, those that I spoke to, both Bosnian and Kosovar, tend to feel ostracized by the Islamophobic anti-refugee rhetoric that they perceive as coming from his campaign because they are, of course, Muslim refugees of another era. And many people I spoke to say that when they see, you know, images of Aleppo, they see themselves 20 years ago. And that's something that Greta Marina spoke to as well.
We hear about the Syrian refugees and everything, and we hear Donald Trump's rhetoric, and it's unbelievable that in the year of 2016 we have to hear this stuff when 17 years ago it was, come on in, you know, welcome.
That's Greta Marina, and she's Kosovar. What about Bosnians in St. Louis?
Yeah, I talked to one man. His name is Ibro Tusakovic. He's an insurance agent now, originally from Sarajevo. I asked him how Bosnians, you know, how he notices them reacting to the anti-Muslim, anti-refugee rhetoric coming out of the Republican Party these days. And he said many of the older people in the community are frightened and skeptical because, in his words, they've seen what hate speech can do to a country and to a family and to a person from their own experiences during the breakup of Yugoslavia.
And there have been some images of Serbian nationalists showing support for Trump. I assume that feeds into that.
Right. The first instance of that that I came across was a photo from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland where a man wearing a Make Serbia Great Again hat was photographed in the crowd outside the convention. But more notably, in August, Miroslav Šešelj, the leader of the Serbian Radical Party, which is a far-right nationalist party, led a march in Belgrade to endorse Donald Trump, complete with T-shirts that said, "Vote for Donald Trump."
So this is pretty striking. You've got, you know, this community with old pain and a strong support for Hillary among Bosnians and some support for Trump among Serbian nationalists that is kind of triggering something for the Bosnians and the Kosovars. Just thinking about the election, how likely is it that this Bosnian-Kosovar vote, assuming they do vote generally as a bloc, could actually tilt Missouri Democrat?
Right. What it really will come down to is how close the election is in Missouri. In 2012, Mitt Romney won by more than 10%. If the Republicans have a lead like that this year, the community, you know, even if it voted as a bloc, probably couldn't make a difference. But if you look at 2008 between John McCain and Barack Obama, John McCain barely scraped by with a victory in Missouri. He won by fewer than 4,000 votes. If it comes down to be that close again and the Bosnian community is pushed for these various reasons to vote against Donald Trump or for Hillary Clinton, it could make a difference.
We'll be watching. Ryan Schisler is a reporter based in Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeb.